السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دعمة بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala accept your khidmat for deen. حضرة المفتي صاحب، the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وعلى سليم كريم. آمين آمين to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician, brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 17th of Safar, 1447 year in South Africa. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on Surah At-Tur, Mount Sinai, and verses number 12 to verse number 16. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Jalla informed us, فَوَيْلُوِي يَوْمَ إِذِلْ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Hence, destruction, disaster on that day, the day of justice, the day of accountability and reckoning to those who denied it and rejected it. We also mentioned to you that if you go to another reference of the Noble Quran, you will find that in chapter number 77, Surah Al-Mursalat, that these words, وَيْلُوِي يَوْمَ إِذِلْ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ, are mentioned 10 different verses of the Noble Quran in that chapter there, chapter 77. So all that we mentioned to you yesterday. So now let us discuss what will occur, what will happen on that day of justice. Chapter number 52, verse number 12. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي خَوْضٍ يَلَعَبُونَ. What are the qualities of those people who are rejecting the day of justice, the day of reckoning, the day of judgment? الَّذِينَ هُمْ, they are those people, فِي خَوْضِي يَلْعَبُونَ, they were diving, plunging, and they were engrossed in يَلْعَبُونَ, in all their futile activities they were playing. Their speech also was futile. Their deeds and actions was also futile. Let's take three examples. Today, 90-95% of us are addicted to our phones and we are playing with the phones. Most of the time, haram things we get involved in. Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on us. Number two, when weekends come, long weekend come, where do we go? We go majority of the time to haram places and then we miss our salat and so forth and so on. We say, never mind, we'll just make qaza, because we're indulging and engrossed in haram activities and playing in them. Third one, you see today the children, they addicted to their cartoons and their games and so forth and so on. They don't even hear what their parents or teachers have to tell them. So we are going towards the path of disaster when we choose that path then. يَوْمَ يُدَّعُونَ إِلَىٰ نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ دَعَىٰ. You see this word yudauna, and then in the ending of the word da'a, it means to push a person very, very roughly and harshly. So you know, in the olden days of apartheid, when the police would come and they would open the van at the back, that yellow van of theirs, and they would take the crooks and the criminals and then push them into the back of that van. So that is da'a. So on that day, Yoma, the day of justice, Yuda'una, they will be pushed and pushed roughly and heavily, and they will push without any ceremony. Ila nari jahannama da'a, towards the fire of Jahannam da'a. A terrible heavy pushing and putting them there, straight into Jahannam, to fling them and throw them in there. Khudu fahullu thumma al-jahim sallu. Quran says, take them, shackle them up, and then cast them and throw them straight into Jahannam and so forth. Allah majirna minan nar. Allah protect us from Jahannam and the hellfire. Allah grant us Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la directly. Allah Jalla wala now mocking them. Oh, you secularists, oh, you capitalists, oh, you Zionists, all you, they're Democrats. You said, what is all this about paradise and hell and day of reckoning? We must just enjoy wine, dine, and swine. Kana, pina, sona, pahana. Eat, drink, sleep, and visit the toilet and friend relieve ourselves. So that is what the modern human being is teaching and eroding the laws of Islam and the laws of religion. هَذِهِ النَّارُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ. This is the nar, the fire, fire of Jahannam, of the hellfire, the furnace, the inferno. Narul lati kuntum biha tukadhibun. That you continuously rejected it. You said, give us scientific proof, give us this proof, give us that proof. We said the proof is in the Quran itself. That what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, that is supra-logical. Today your constitutions are not worth the paper on which is written. You see Trump sitting in his Oval Office and just signing an executive order. Then the people hate it, detest it, and so forth. So all that is unacceptable in Islam. You can't have 10-pot dictators running the show and people who are rejecting the day of justice and so forth. So Almighty Allah is posing a question to them. Allah sabili tahakkum, in Arabic we call it according to the laws of rhetoric and balagha. This is called Allah is being sarcastic with them. Allah is mocking them. Now you saw what is the day of justice, the day of judgment, you're experiencing it. Afasihrun hadha. The Hamza day in the starting of this verse. Hamza istifham. Hamza for inkar. A rhetorical question. What? Is this jadu? Is this sorcery? Is this magic? Is this witchcraft? Or is this a reality that you are seeing now unfolding in front of your eyes? Am antum la tubsirun. Oh, can't you see? Have you become blind suddenly? So remember, they will have no answer. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. Chapter 22, verse 2. On that day, the day of justice, when you look at people, you will think they're intoxicated and drunk. Nay, they are not drunk, but the punishment of Almighty Allah is very, very severe. I told you yesterday's lesson, learn one Quranic verse, and one will learn one dua of Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quranic verse, chapter number 3, and Surah Ali Imran. Verse number 194. وَلَا تُخُزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. O beloved Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of justice. Have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Envelope us in your mercy. وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ رَحْمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Chapter 7, verse 151. O beloved Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ وَوْحَالِيَّ. Whilst you exclusively are the most merciful one to show mercy. We love on the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He makes a tari, he covers our vices and sins. His ghaffar, he expunges it from our book of deeds and forgives us. So that is Almighty Allah. So Almighty Allah posing these questions. Now this day is in front of you. What will you say? Is it witchcraft or magic or sorcery? Or will you say you are blind, you can't see it? So all that, none of these excuses will be entertained. And in the Hadith Sharif, in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, the beautiful dua, اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم oh beloved Allah, حاسبنا, make our reckoning حسابا يسيرا, an easy reckoning. We just show our face, our boarding pass, and then we go straight to Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ya Allah, grant us Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah marzuqna shafa'at al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati. My intercession is for those people of my ummah who perpetrated and committed the major sins. So Almighty Allah will tell them, the angels will tell them, Isloha, enter into Jahannam. Fasbiru, aw la tasbiru, whether you can exercise patience there or not, I'm not bothered about you. Get out from here. I don't want to see you. Allah will not look at them with the nazarul rahmah. Kalla, innahum an rabbihim yawma idhin lamahjubun. They'll be deprived to see the essence and the that of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And the believers, wujuhun yawma idhin nadhira ila rabbiha nadhira. The believers will see Almighty Allah minimum once a week on the day of Jumu'ah, Friday. So this is the dua. Read now with me, O Muslim, O Muslimah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka. Allahumma inna nas'aluka. O Allah, we beg of thee. Ladhat al-nadari, that we have the pleasure of seeing. Ladhat al-nadari ila wajhika al-kareem, that we have the pleasure of seeing thy honorable countenance. We saw makhluk, we saw cities, we saw countries, we saw count, we saw continents. Ya Allah, we tired of seeing makhluk. Up to shoke, Allah, baruk ya de bari ta'ala. Now we have this desire. We want to see you, O our beloved Allah, Jalla wala. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً. Allah will grant us that bonus if and when we leave this world with perfect Iman and Islam. So Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladhata an-nadari ila wajhikal kareem. Sawa'un alaykum. It is irrespective upon you. Whether you are smiling, whether you are laughing, you go to Jahannam. Every non-Muslim, Hussein and mature kuffar, everyone who's mushrik, idol worshipper and polytheist, believing in plurality of gods and semi-gods and demigods, and everyone who's a munafik and hypocrite, just paying lip service to Islam, but the heart is devoid of Iman. So all three categories, when they sane and mature, dispatch to Jahannam. Innama tujzaun. Indeed, only you will be punished. Ma kuntum tamalun. Because of your deeds and your actions. So each one of us need to do some self-introspection, some soul-searching. Which side are we on? Are we on the side of Rahman, following that which Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla taught us? Or are we following Shaitan, the path of Satan, Lucifer, and the path of destruction? We might think that we're getting so much ladha. We're enjoying these crimes we're committing, Allah forbid, the riba, the zina, the fornication, the interest, and the lesbian, and the gay business, and the wine, dine, and swine. But remember that it is ladha that is pleasure, that is a cause for destruction and disaster, and sometimes everlasting doom and gloom for that person in the year after. Allah mahfazna min kulli bala'i dunya wa adhab al-akhirah. Oh beloved Allah Jalla wala, we seek your protection from all the calamities, disasters of this world, and the punishment of the year after. Open Mishkan Musnad Ahmad, you will find all these type of du'as. Ameen, ameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today 17th of Safar 1447 in South Africa and most countries of the world, 90% of them, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Palestine, Europe, America, 90%. It is the 18th of Safar today, so we should know the date as well in most parts of the world, 1447. These are the news, views, interviews presented to you locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Ma'am, sorry about that. So let's carry on. Tujut last, dispatch straight to hell. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. So a khuyajwat is a dwayajwat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. So we're very proud of Hamas. We love Hamas. They're standing up for Islam. They are not these haramis whose names I will mention just now. Whole lot of them, Murtad and Shaitan and Hizbu Shaitan, they belong to the Satanic Party. China and US, Trump trumpeting away. He says, no, me and China, we will discuss the tariff issue for the next 90 days. We give them another grace. Because China told him, Trump, if you put 100% tariff, then we are going to put 100% tariff. Remember, Trump, you only control 17% of the world economy. You're not that big player as you think you are. So we are bigger than you when we take our Russia and our China and India and Brazil and South Africa, the BRICS. So therefore now they have to rethink their strategy and so forth. Norway, we salute you, Norway. Beautiful country, we went there. So Oslo, so Norwegian, this investment in Israeli companies, they have investment there in Israeli companies, not of millions, not of billions, but of trillions. And now they're disinvesting. That is what we want you must do. That you must say, we no more recognize Israel and we recognize Palestine. We no more investing in Israel. We will invest in Palestine. So that is what we want the governments and people to do. Listen to this, you Jutla, Jutli, Harami. I know you're recording me. I'm very, very honored, you Harami. So you know Harami, know what it means. It means you're an illegitimate country, an illegitimate person staying there with your Israeli passport, you Harami. So in the Haaretz newspaper, it's mentioned. The ex-Knesset speaker says every Jew in the world should take Israel to the ICJ. Take them to the International Court of Justice. Well done, South Africa. Well done, ANC. That's one good thing you did. You took Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, straight to the ICJ. So foreign journalists will not be able to enter into Gaza. You know why? Because Israel knows they will not be able to murder and kill the journalists. They murdered hundreds of them, local, international already. And there's outrage and outward condemnation of Israel that they are grab land and they are murdering of the journalists and so forth. So remember that. So therefore, the Haaretz carried an article, the blunders of Netanyahu. We will rephrase it and say that the blunders of BB, the Harami. So Trump shuts up, Zelensky says, Zelensky, just shut your mouth. Me and Yassin Putin, we will meet there in Alaska. This moron, Trump said, I will meet him in Russia. He doesn't even know where's Alaska. They say, no, it was a slip of the tongue. Okay, so they're going to meet this week Friday. So Zelensky is saying, no, I must be part of the meeting. Trump told him, just shut up, you don't make noise. But we know Trump will tell the Russian, okay, we will give you this territory, that territory, but now finish up, now make ceasefire and so forth. And then he will bribe up, you understand, Ukraine, and Europe will just be now shut up as well, because they are also with the Zelensky there in Ukraine. So outrage over the murder of Anas al-Sharif, you must remember, the great journalist. Look at the sentence he wrote. His friend told him, oh Anas, why don't you come to Qatar and leave Gaza? He said, لن أخرج من غزة إلا إلى الجنة. We will never leave Gaza. Our next stop will be Jannah. Gaza, Jannah. See that? Subhanallah. Go read about Gaza. Go read about Asqalan. It is Arusul Jannah. It is the bride of Jannah. When you got married, your wife was your bride. How sparkling, how smart, and how, you understand, exquisitely she was dressed and so forth. So remember the hadith, Rabbi Imam Daraqutni. So we sent it out yesterday, everything in Arabic. See, this is what I was telling you. You tell me these people are Muslim. The Saudis got red-handed. So now they sent a ship with arms and all that, and it must go there to Italy. From Italy, it will go there to Tel Aviv and so forth and so on. and these arms for Israel. Now they are jumping, MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. What you Salafis have to say? Boot licking his backside, you must remember, of the Harami Murtad and Khabis Khainul Haramain Sharifain. And MBZ, the Murtad bin Zindig there in Emirates and Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and these kings of Bahrain and Morocco and Jordan, all Murtads, whole lot of them. And the Pharaoh there, Sisi Ibn al-Yahudiyya, kulluhum murtaddun, ghaddarun, khabithun. I say that in Arabic, so these haramis must know what we think about them and the Ummah thinks about them. Saudi Arabia helping Israel, giving them arms so that they can slaughter and massacre the Palestinians. So these are Muslims, pakka kafirs they are. They're just like the Kufar, Shia, the Saudi government and all these other governments. The National Guard will fight crime there in Washington, D.C. You see where the White House is, where Trump is staying and so forth and so on. But the mayor is a Democrat, you see that? And she's a lady. She says Trump is talking a lot of nonsense, that our crime rate is one of the lowest compared to the past 30 years. So what is he talking about, you see? So Trump is a harami, making himself a fool everywhere. He's a moron. So be condemned worldwide because of their terrorism. And what they say, they don't know what to say. They say, no, Anas Sharif and his four people belonging to Al Jazeera, they belong to Hamas and they were operatives. So that's a nonsense story fabricated by them. And BBC carries the Israeli narrative. BBC, you should be ashamed of yourself, remember that. That you carry that nonsense of the Israelis. Hang your heads in shame, BBC. And Maxwell, you know the lady, so there, the Epstein files. So Epstein, they say he committed suicide, another fairy tale story. They put him away. Who put him away? Either the Democrats put him away, Clinton and company, or either the Republicans put him away, Trump and company, because they all are indicted and their names are there. You know whose names are in that file? Trump's name is there, Clinton's name is there, Prince Andrew of Britain's name is there, MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan's name is there. So they say, just keep it a secret, you see that? The judge said, he can't be an honorable judge, can't be a sober judge. Mr. Judge, how much did they pay you? Did the Saudis pay you? Did Trump pay you? So don't come fool the people, you know. Delhi, big problem in India. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of stray dogs running around in India. You see, every corner you go in Delhi, Ekutta Milega, you will find many thousands, hundreds of thousands. So they told them, in the next 8 weeks, you better round up all these dogs and so forth. So there, they got funny things there. People will worship the dog also. New Zealand and Australia to recognize Palestine. So everybody is coming on now. And in September, there will be the big General Assembly where all the countries will assemble, 193 countries of United Nations, and they will speak, and many of them will make the grand announcement. Then you must look at the faces of America and Israel. They won't have a face to show to the world, the haramis. There is an organization, Reporters Without Borders, they blasted Israel and said, you are guilty of murder, you are guilty of genocide, you are guilty of war crimes, you are guilty of ethnic cleansing, and a long story there. So Lungu, you see, when we sleep, we wear the Lungi. So Lungu was the president of Zambia. So now his body was here in South Africa. His family say he must be buried here in South Africa. But now the body will be taken to Zambia and will be buried there as per the wishes of the government of Zambia. They hated one another, but you know politics, how it works. See, this is the need of the hour. Oh Muslims, oh people of conscience and justice, wake up. So now there is a business enterprise there in UK. They are called River Islands. So the River Islands lost 33 shops already there in the UK. So that's what we want. We must squeeze them. Why must you go to McDonald's? Why must you go to KFC? Why must you go to Starbucks? Why must you go to Woolworths? Why must you go to this Pick and Pay? Why must you go to all these haramis who are helping Israel one way or the other, directly, indirectly? You won't die. So remember, I can't remember when last I went to these places. We say haram, most of them. So remember our fatwa regarding McDonald's, even if it's Muslim owned, is haram, and KFC and all that. We say that halal logos are not worth the paper on which is written, irrespective of which organization has halalized it. You see that? That's a word we concocted by Maulana A.S. Desai. Halalized it. You see, they just give halal, halal, halal. 20,000 Indian workers, Hindus, have come there to Israel to work there because they don't want the Palestinians to come and work. You think they're going to treat them well? They will treat you Indians as rubbish. You must remember, as third class. And that's happening already. Pakistan, Maulana Salim Karim, cause for concern for all of us. And that is, we know Islamabad. So there in Islamabad, the Pakistani government, they are the ones, remember, who demolished the Badadi Masjid. So the ulama are up in arms and so forth. How the hell do you go and demolish a masjid? If India does it, if Saudi Arabia does it, we can understand they're haramis and enemies of Islam. You're supposed to be a Muslim country and you want to impress the West and Trump and all of them. So now you go demolish a mosque. So we hope the ulama and the people of Iman will stand up and they will say, we're going to reconstruct the masjid. Even if the army or the authorities, they prevent us, we must show them a point. It's not their father's masjid. You know, PA, Patriotic Alliance, he used the K word several times in the past. So now he apologizes, but he doesn't accept blame himself. He blames the EFF. So I agree with the EFF, he should be booted out and kicked out of cabinet. Sadr, come show us what you can do. Don't be a sleepy lily. Your legacy is tainted already with Pala Pala. Still no confirmation of how much money will be spent on the national dialogue. Thabo Mbeki and his foundation and other foundations have already withdrawn. They say this is a waste of time. Cheap, you know, talking, just wasting time, you see that. So just where this, okay, and wasting the taxpayers' money, we agree. That all this, whatever ANC touches, you give them gold, they'll make it into dust, remember that. So the ANC now says we must increase the GNU. We must include the opposition parties, not all, some of them. The DA and that says no. Yeah, we have to agree with the DA. For what the hell you want to make the government bigger? So when those parties join, you'll have to give them a cabinet post. Then who has to pay? The joke is on us. Come on, ANC. You guys are masters in scoring own goals. Hopeless, useless people you guys are. Action SA, their Joburg leader has resigned. Rows and ructions, conflict and tension among themselves. So the Joburg leader resigns from the Action SA. So today our program, Tuesday, inshallah, bless of marriage, and thereafter Tafsir. Tafsir is very interesting today. Every day is interesting, but today is something to do with every Muslim. So chapter 9, Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 60. Allah Jalla Wala mentions the eight categories of people. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, the eight categories of people entitled to receive zakat. So that is what we will be discussing, remember, today, inshallah al-Aziz. And inshallah, Mohana Zahid will interview Mufti Hassan there from Pakistan. He's originally American, so that will be interesting as well. Inshallah al-Aziz. Jimon Asalim, let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, I'd like to find out if it's permissible to make dua in Arabic in the sajda of a fard salah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We told you on many occasions that, remember, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the hadith is authentic in Muslim Sharif. أقرب ما يكون العبد من ربي ووساجد فأكثروا فيه الدعاء. When you are in sajda, is complete act of surrender and submission to Almighty Allah. So whether fard salat, sunnat salat, any salat, the fatwa is if you are making dua from the Quran and in Arabic you are reciting it, or the ahadith mubarakah, all permissible. Example I give you now: ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة. Chapter 3, verse 194. Ya Allah, I'm in sujood, do not disgrace us on the day of justice. Or you say, Allahumma hasibna hisabi yasira. Ya Allah, make our hisab reckoning easy for us on the day of reckoning. So the hadith authentic in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, permissible. And out of salat, remember, then you go into sujood, tahajjud time, and you speak to Allah in Zulu, in Sisutu, in Afrikaans, in Meman, Gujarati, Urdu, whatever you want to, Greek. So all permissible, no problem with that.
Of Kisab, a boy and girl in a haram illicit relationship, the girl falls pregnant, nikah is made, and she gives birth. What will be the status of their child?
Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah and them have a great usul and principle. An-ni'matu la tanalu bil mahzur. You cannot obtain the bounties of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala via, you must remember, haram reasons and haram actions and so forth. Go and read the noble Quran, chapter 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, and verse number 54. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا. He, Almighty Allah, created the human being from that semen and sperm. So now our parents met, obviously, after nikah and so forth. And then the mother conceived, she gave birth. فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَسِهْرًا. Allah gave you a nasab, your biological parents. So the lineage goes to the father, and then وَسِهْرًا. You grew up, then you got married. Now you have a father-in-law, mother-in-law. Chapter 25, verse 54. So Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, and that is our fatwa we will issue nowadays, because zina, fornication, adultery has become rife and rampant. So we must break all these loopholes. So they say in cases like this, that where there was illicit relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, that girlfriend fell pregnant, then they made nikah. So remember, irrespective of how many months and all that have passed, so the child will be a haram child and the lineage will go to the mother and not to the father in all cases. That is the verdict of Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's usul. Al-ni'matu la tanalu bil-mahzoor. Usul means the principle, and the law is you can't obtain halal things and bounties of Allah through haram means. Only Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah states, illicit relationship took place, and then the girl fell pregnant, immediately they performed nikah. So from date of nikah, the date of the marriage ceremony, to the date where she gave birth, if 6 months or more pass, then remember the lineage will go to the father. But if it's less than 6 months, then the lineage will go to the mother. But in this day and this age, it's better we pass the fatwa. According to majority scholars, zina has become a favorite pastime of this ummah. Go and see what is happening in the schools, in the colleges, in the universities. How many people today, Muslims, men and women, are involved in this? Always read the dua of Ummah mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Allahumma hassin ha swad noon. Allahumma hassin farji. Oh Allah, protect and fortify our private part. So that is, they don't become like Trump and them, the haramis, just park their rifle wherever they want to. So obviously in Islam, for fornication, 100 lashes for both parties, and for adultery, the death penalty for both parties.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to sell used clothing and bags, etc., in good condition? The buyer knows that the items are used.
Remember, the person to whom you are selling it, you must inform him. Either you tell them verbally, orally, or you have big boards there, in conspicuous places, that these items sold here are second hand. They are not brand new. So you must inform them in one way or the other. No deception must be involved. That you tell them that buy this, all these things here. But they might be under the perception, impression is new. Because you say it in good condition, then not permissible. So if you tell them it is second hand and so forth, so then it will be willing buyer, willing seller, it's fine. My father, Allah grab Jannatul Firdaus, he had a hobby, you know, to sell all these cheapies, you know, cheap cars. So this Bura would come there. Manyar, who feels it the more motor, and how much is this Nissan and Datsun and all that? And he said, so he say, I'm selling it to you footstools. You take it from here, you give me the money, don't come tell me the clutch plate is missing, and the pistons are missing, and this is missing, and all that. You see that? You don't come tell me stories. So if you tell a person like that, so that's fine, there's no problem Islamically.
Mufti Sahab, I often get family members questioning me as to why I don't go to family gatherings. But yet, when performing tawaf, there is no separation. What is the ruling on this?
You see, when people want to do haram things, they will think haram. You show the person who's suffering from jaundice a red apple, and you ask him, Master, what color is this apple? He'll tell you it's yellow. So when I was studying in Karachi, my wife got jaundice there. So the one day I wore a yellow kurta, you know, to go see her there in the hospital, clinic, whatever. So that nurse, the way she shouted me, say, Biwi ko yarkan ho gaya, peeli ho gaya, peeli ho gaya, aur aapne peele kurta pehen diya. So this is jahalat. Now who can argue with them, you see that? So they say that if your wife or your brother or whoever got jaundice, then you can't wear yellow clothing, you see. Now that is all fairy tales and nonsensical talk. So here also the person asking this question, your name is Bilal, but you think like Bali. Your name is Maryam, but you're thinking like Mary. Islam wants segregation of the genders. Males one side, females one side. Now you say, but what about tawaf? So you must remember, who told you in tawaf you can all be touching one another and all that? Don't you hear what I tell the Hanafi women? I tell them that you see, Shafis, Maliki, somebody say it's compulsory. Whenever you go outside, whenever you read Salat, you ladies must wear socks or stockings or whatever you. Hanafis will say it's mustahab and better. But I always tell you, Hanafi ladies, when you go and perform tawaf, you should wear and must wear socks and stockings or whatever. Because how can you be allowing strange men to touch your toes and feet and all that? And we don't want to practice on Islam. I wrote an official letter to the Ra'isul Haramain before Sudais came into power. And they even shook my hand. And this was one of the points I raised. I said, look at the mix-up you're allowing there. Just put the police there and tell the men one side, woman one side. So the wrong the Ummah is doing cannot justify your haram actions. You have a wedding and then everybody sitting mixed up. You have a walima and everybody sitting mixed up. All haram, all this. Myself, I can't go to 90% of the functions. Remember, I'll perform the nikah and then I'll tell them that I'm going now because you know what's going to happen that side. So they know, so they don't invite us, all the better. So remember that. So to use as analogy what's happening in tawaf is jahalat and ignorance of that person.
Shab, I want to find out if it's permissible for my wife to start a hijab abaya business.
It's permissible if she does it from the house. Then now she sells there. You know, today the women, some of them are making thousands and millions at the women enterprise. You see that? From your house you do it online and so forth and so on. So if you can do 60-60, you understand, just buy from the checkers and them. And they might charge you some 30-40 rand or whatever. And then you don't have to leave your house. So you just buy from here. And then you sell it online and so forth. So it's fine. But you say you want to go to the mall and you want to meet Paul and all that. You want to open a shop there. You're going to sell hijab and all abayas, all haram, all that, not permissible. Then you will have to interact with Hamni, a man. You will have to wear certain clothes because you have to dress to impress and so forth. So that is not permissible. But in the confines of your house, Allah give you barakah, inshallah. Kaisi niyat, waisi barakah. That is very good. We'll encourage that.
Mufti Sahab, if sitting upright but with the back rested, one falls asleep, is the wuzu then broken?
Take an easy example, Maulana. You know today, when people are sitting there in the Haramain Sharifain or in some of our masajid, where the Maulana, the Imam, the Sheikh, the Mufti Sahab, Qari Sahab delivers a talk, and it's a lullaby khutbah. So he leans against the pillar, he leans against the wall, but his buttocks is firmly on the ground, on the musalla, and he fell asleep, maybe even dreamt of his wife, you know. So now suddenly he hears, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, he wakes up, he's ish, everybody is standing up for salat and so forth, you see that? So now the question arises, is his wudu valid or not? His wudu is valid. What is the criteria? The buttocks must be on a firm, firm place, so no wind will come out through the back passage, and therefore your wudu is valid. There's no problem with that. We're not suggesting you must keep on sleeping when a Maulana is lecturing. We are explaining to you the masla. I just use that as an example.
Okay, sir, can we read salah with shoes on or with no topi?
Remember that today when you look at the Christians and non-Muslims, they enter their church, temple, synagogue, all that with their shoes on, and they don't wear headgear. Very few of the jutlas will wear the yalmuka, the small little hat, you see. Story time. So there was one jutla, you see that? He couldn't sell the bra, you know what the woman wear and all that. So one Muslim guy came, and then he bought all the bras from him. So he, the jutla, was wondering what the hell this Muslim guy is going to do. So then he saw the Muslim guy's business is now booming. So he said, what you did? He said, I took the bra and I made it into two parts. And I sold it to all you jutla so you can use it as yalmuka for your bilzet. So that was a sharp Muslim. And the jutlas didn't know what to do. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرٌ. So sometimes it comes in handy also, you know, all these type of things there. So in a case like that, the Muslims suffer from a complex. You must remember, inferiority complex. In Urdu, إِحْسَاسِ كَمْتَرِي. And in Arabic, al-ghazwul fikri. So now we want to mimic and imitate the non-Muslim culture. You see, so many of our people now in the masjid, they don't want to wear a hat and so forth, especially the Salafi characters. Show me once Nabi alayhi salatu salam read salat without a hat, without a turban or hat or so, beside ihram. You understand? You can't show. So you must remember, but they suffer from that complex and so forth. Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, chapter 20, Surah Taha, verse number 12, فَخْلَعْنَا عَلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ تُوَى. O Musa alayhi salatu salam, remove your sandals, your shoes. You are in a sacred, holy valley now. So imagine if that is the earth for the valley, then for the masjid, dalalatun nas it will be, bitariqatil awla. So in the mosque and all that, remove your sandals, your shoes and so forth. Show respect to the masjid. Chapter 22 and verse 32, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows respect to the symbols and landmarks of Allah, so that is taqwa. So we dead against those maulvis and sheikhs and imams and whoever who tell the people, don't wear hats, don't wear the headgear, and wear your shoes and read salat in that. We say in the words of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, in this day and this age, to promote that, such people are adwallu min himari ahli fi baytihi. They are more astray than the donkey in their backyard. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.